Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Matt DeGeorge, Delco Times, covers the Philadelphia Union, who are getting ready for a Friday night match. They will welcome Orlando City to Chester tomorrow night. And before we look ahead, let's look back, Matt. Overall, four matches in the books, 1-1-2, 5 points. What have been your impressions of Jim Curtin's squad to this point?
It's been an okay start for the Union, probably not where they want to be, but after starting last year winless in their first eight games, certainly better than that. They're a little bit of a work in progress. They have the youngest backline in MLS history for the last two games, and those guys have played pretty well, but the attack is still very much trying to piece itself together. That's to be expected a little bit. You've got two new pieces in Boric Dochkal and David Akam, and they're still feeling their way through. So it's been a little bit of a sputtering start so far.
It's a short sample size, and there's still so much of the season to go. But do you think this is a team that should be able to at least compete for a playoff spot in the East?
I think so. I think the Eastern Conference this year is really deep, and it's the superior conference by a long way, and there's some teams that are probably going to separate themselves pretty clearly away. But there's also going to be a crowd of about four or five teams that are going to be in competition for those last two or three playoff spots. And the Union probably have the talent to force themselves into that conversation. They have to get the job done. They have to play a little bit better than they have so far. And they have to have some of their big guys step up and play like big guys. But they can be in that conversation.
Where will the goals come? They've done a good job defending for the most part, but offensively it's been a bit of a struggle as far as finishing. When it does come, who do you think will be responsible?
That certainly is the question. I think the attack still works through CJ Sapong, who has been okay to start this season, but maybe could be a little bit better finishing-wise. The conversations from the Union this week have been that they're generating enough chances. They had 22 shots. They had a ton of penalty area entries against San Jose last week, but they only had one goal to show for it. And some of that is going to require a little bit more clinical finishing and things like that. We haven't seen the best from David Akam yet. He's a guy who's been able to score double-digit goals in this league. We haven't seen the best from Boric Dochkal yet, and he's starting to get a feel for things. And it's only been one game with Fafa Picot in the lineup and the real first choice starting 11. So it's probably still going to be Sapong as the main guy, but all of those guys are going to have a role to play, and they're still figuring out what those roles are during games.
Let's talk about the matchup with Orlando tomorrow night. Orlando 2-2-1. They've won their last couple of matches, I think, on late goals, if I'm not mistaken. What do they bring to the table?
They've got some good attacking pieces. Dom Dwyer up top, Sasha Kljestan, is a guy that's new there, but obviously the Union know him well from his days at Red Bull. He's a proven goal creator. They're a team that's going to score some goals, had some very exciting finishes in the last few weeks, but they're also going to be a team that gives up a lot of goals, as the 2-0 deficit that they started with against Portland last week shows. It's a team that is still putting the pieces together defensively, and that's really where this game's going to be, is a team putting their pieces together defensively in Orlando against a team trying to figure it out attacking-wise in the Union, and whoever has the upper hand on that is going to be what decides this game.
Matt DeGeorge covers the Philadelphia Union for the Delco Times, and he joins us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for the Union and Orlando City tomorrow night in Chester. Matt, if someone wants to check out your coverage, what should they do?
You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDoctorMD. You can find my work at DelcoTimes.com.
Matt, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.